Hello, hello, and welcome back to Through Imperial Eyes, our main news show here in the Through Imperial Eyes podcast feed. I am your host, Ray Ledbetter.
I'm your crow host, Jackson Deline.
What up, crow host?
Crow host.
Over here. We're here to talk about some Star Wars news. It is another slow week. I'm assuming that towards the end of this month and into next month, we'll really start getting some juicy Star Wars news, especially with stuff with Book of Boba Fett. That trailer is going to be dropping any day now. I mean, they got 2 months.
It'll probably come with the Boba Fett, like,
I'm sure. I'm sure they'll attach it or something.
That makes sense as of right now.
What else we got coming up here? I think we're going to see some Kenobi stuff probably by the end of the year too. So
I agree.
Exciting times, but this just isn't one of those times, unfortunately. But we still got some interesting things to talk about. But before we get to all of that, what have you been up to for the past week since we've all spoken?
I'm trying to think the big things right off the bat. I got Star Wars Ronin.
I need to get that still.
I've yet to start it. It's only like $20 at Target, by the way. It's like $18.99. But I got that. I haven't started it yet. I'm trying to finish Heir to the Empire. I've got about 200 pages left on that. And then I found, I'm not going to grab it because it's buried under stuff, but I found a physical copy of Dark Empire, the comic from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like $9, and I was just like, oh, I was like, perfect. It's a reprint, so it's trade paperback edition. It's nothing too special. It's not used or anything, but I was just like, I've been looking for this physically, so I'm glad that I was able to find it. And then I felt like I had something else. Oh, I've been reading I'm caught up with the High Republic comics, and they're getting real good. They're on, like, the most recent one has been Daniel Jose's Alders, and his, like, a lot of the projects he's had to do for High Republic so far is he did, like, Race to Crash Point Tower and Test of Courage, but he's been doing the High Republic
Justin
Adventure
Ireland
comic.
Did Test of Courage.
Did she do Test of Courage?
Yes.
Okay, that, my mistake, but he's had more of kind of the younger audience centered stuff. And this newest, it's a 5-part mini comic line that's taking it between right now. That is about a Jedi named Emric who is investigating Loden's death.
Oh.
And it's like, it's going to kind of play into that, but it's incredibly dark. It's incredibly dark so far. The first panel of it is an illustration of Loden frozen.
You might have to
time.
Hop on and do a solo episode just reviewing the comics.
Because
I don't have time for the comics
right
now.
It's so good. Honestly, I would be very down just to hop on and talk about it all. It's so very good. And it's really cool because, like, it ties in stuff from Tempest Runner. There's a song.
I bought it. And it's in my queue on my Audible. I'm just yet to press play and sit and listen to it.
Yeah. It's very, very good. I'm very excited to see how it's all going to connect to these next books. It makes the next books really pumped. So, that's about it for me. That's all I really have been doing. I've been trying to finish Heir to the Empire. That's really my focus. So what about you? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Nice. As a new job.
That's basically it. I do have a lot of people. I've gotten some people kind of intrigued about our podcast.
That's cool.
So we might have, once we actually get things going, we might have some new fresh faces for Imperial Cantina when we get back into that. So that would be fun.
That'll be awesome.
But other than that, Star Wars wise, unfortunately, I don't have, I don't have much of a day after I get off work to do things besides just, like, sit and relax. I'm hoping, I really want to, for some reason, I've been really dying to rewatch the sequel trilogy, as I always am, but I might do that pretty soon. I've been working like 11-hour days. So, like, my time, I'm used to having so much free time just sitting at my desk from home.
Veg.
Yeah. I don't have that anymore. So I'm still kind of adjusting, but
yeah.
I'm going to find some time for Star Wars stuff here the next couple of weeks. That way I have something to bring to the table on these podcast episodes. Other than that, I think I've just been really working and adjusting to this new job, and it's going really good. And I'm very, doing a lot of weird stuff over at this job, like in a good way, like a, in a funny way. Like we built like a throne out of money.
Oh.
And then a couple, I think it was last week, I was making like clouds out of cotton candy. It's really weird stuff. It's like fun stuff that we
do.
That's
cool. That's cool. Like that's what you get to say your day was about.
Yeah. That's my job.
Cotton candy all day. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Cool. But yeah, I think that's about all I got for you. But let's get into this news.
Have you gotten anything at all? Have you bought anything? Any new collectibles?
Nope. Gotten zip. I always look. Time I go to Target, without fail, I take a peek, and it's still the same sad grief cargo.
Nothing.
Anyway, let's get this news going. Yeah.
So, starting out, Star Wars Kids launches a new series of animated shorts on YouTube. In the new series of shorts titled Galaxies of Creatures, Lucasfilm takes us on a journey of exploring some of our favorite creatures featuring in the Star Wars canon. They released the official trailer as well as the first two, which are about Porgs and Banthas. According to StarWars.com, 10 more episodes are coming, and they will focus on creatures ranging from Wampas to Rancors. So what's a creature that you think will be on here, and what's a creature that you think won't be on here but you want to see on here?
Interesting. What creature do I think will be on here? I think we're going to see, I really hope we get like a fun little Ewok one.
I was thinking Ewoks as well.
Yeah. Won't be on there? Man.
I've got two.
You got two? Let's hear it.
I can't remember what they're called, but the little like bat thing from Empire Strikes Back when they're in the worm cave and like. The thing, what is it called? It starts with an N, I think.
Why am I? I think the fact that you're blanking is making me blank as well. Yes, and if as soon as I hear it, I'm gonna be like, why didn't I think of that?
I can't remember what they're called, but I think that's one that I think would be funny to see, but I don't think we'll see. it popped in my head as I was talking about the worm monster would be a funny one.
They're called Minox. God, we're dumb. Everybody listening who knew that was like, they're called Minox, yeah, you idiots. Yeah.
The second one is the animal from Jakku that Finn drinks out of the water trough with. And it kind of shoves him to the side. I don't know what it is.
Actually, I don't know. Because, okay, so I did watch the Porg episode. It's like 2 minutes long. It's like not long at all. And it's kind of fun. It's like this little droid. And he kind of goes around, like, tries to, like, train the Porgs with, like, treats and stuff. It's really fun. It's kind of cute. And it's just this 2 minute little short, like, obviously meant for kids with short attention spans. And yeah, they're really fun. And they kind of showcase some of the creatures, like, abilities and all that kind of thing.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's just a fun little video series.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they're really fun. And I will probably just for the heck of it, watch all of them.
Yeah, I'll probably check them out just to see what they are, and I want to see what animals they have. The Wampa one, I bet you'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Let's move right along here to this. We got some Star Wars Visions news every week since it's come out, but this is cool. So Star Wars Visions is releasing the official soundtracks for all 9 anime short films, and it actually just released, I believe, last week. Each score for the 9 animated segments have been released in a manner similar to what was done with the soundtrack for both seasons of The Mandalorian. There's dropping digitally, I believe. And obviously, a lot of people have wanted. I specifically wanted the soundtrack for Tatooine Rhapsody. We have that now. They do have the track listing. I don't know if it's worth going through every single episode with every single track.
You could go to Spotify. So they didn't release. Spotify doesn't have like a Star Wars account. There isn't like.
Yeah.
It's just there's this Best of Star Wars playlist, and it's literally the most official thing on there. But they put. If not all of them, the like essential songs on it.
Yeah.
And it has like 2 or 3 from each episode. But those are kind of the, I would say that's like that was where I went to kind of, you know, just understand which was which. And then after that, going to, because you then can go to the album and listen to it and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, they've got like a track listing. Like they've got Ronin's theme for the duel. They've got obviously Tatooine Rhapsody. A lot of the cool, just different track
listings.
What I
didn't expect to actually enjoy, like music wise, was the Akakiri intro. It's got like the drums with it. I listening to it now, I'm like, oh, this kind of goes hard. And I'm like, too bad this one's kind of weird. Like,
yeah. But they are all the soundtracks for all 9 episodes are available for download just through all official outlets. So you got Spotify, you got Apple Music, you got whatever you use to get your digital musics, that's where you can find them. And I'll probably check out some of them and just see if there's any gems in there, because I really like the music, especially for like, I wasn't a huge fan of the twins, but I remember liking the music a lot. And same with stuff like the Elder, Ninth Jedi, that kind of thing.
I was kind of like that more with the Elder. I thought the music for the Elder was really cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, cool. What do we got next?
So this is, I think, my favorite news piece of the day. So Disney Plus kind of got some, like, I guess release footage, just, you know, teaser footage.
That's like a little sizzle reel.
Yeah, a little snippet from the new Boba Fett documentary that's coming next month, November 12th. Ooh, less than a month. That'll be fun. So in a pro before the Disney Plus Day event, we found out that the Boba Fett feature will be titled Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett.
Love that title.
In addition to what we got a couple screenshots from the episode of the rescue episode for Mandalorian with Luke Skywalker. Got some screenshots of that. And then it's some other footage of archive footage, some modern stuff, some new temp stuff. But it's just this little, I would say the entire like thing of everything we got is probably like 10 seconds long. It's literally just this little like cut. There's no sound to it. But it looks cool. I agree. The title is a very cool name.
Under the Helmet.
Like I said, it'll be releasing on November 12th, but expect it to essentially just be a Who is Boba Fett? I think this is kind of this is for the target audience of people who got into Star Wars through The Mandalorian. That they may know who Boba Fett is, but they don't really like know who Boba Fett is.
Yeah, it'll probably, like we've said before, it'll probably dive into how a character with, like, you know, with such little presence in the films became such a worldwide phenomenon and legacy all of that. And there are some, like, you know, snippets in here of some behind the scenes stuff from Empire.
And I think it'll
and Jedi.
It'll be like the gallery episodes where I think they're just going to kind of talk about how like all of that, and then how they decided to reintroduce him, how they decided to bring him back and make him more prevalent. So.
And I'm sure right before the credits roll, it's like, before we go, here's a special sneak peek at the Book of Boba Fett.
Watch it
gonna
play
be a trailer.
At like the very end, like all the credits fall, and then all of a sudden it just starts.
Just
the Book
in.
Of Boba Fett just starts.
Episode 1 starts.
Like I said, it's going to release November 12th. Sorry.
Very excited for this. And I'm sure we will talk all about it after it airs on November 12th, which I believe will be...
It's a Friday.
Okay, so we can talk about it that beginning of that next week. So cool. Awesome. Well, very exciting stuff. Disney Plus Day. There's a lot of cool stuff coming out for Disney Plus Day. So we'll have to see if they drop any like surprises in there and see what all we get.
I know.
Well, cool. Let's move on to our last news story here. Like we said, very short week. Not a lot of breaking news or anything like that, but news nonetheless. We have Sasha Banks confirming that she will not be returning in The Mandalorian Season 3. Obviously, Sasha Banks, who appeared last season as Cosca Reeves, a fellow Mandalorian and companion to Bo-Katan, as we all know, has now been confirmed by herself that she will not be returning in Mando Season 3. Here's what she says in an interview with... I don't remember who, so apologies for that, but here's her quote. First of all, thanks for trying to get that out, but I'm not on the next season. But it was incredible being on The Mandalorian, on Star Wars, to be on a franchise that is so huge and so loved. Just look at the reception from the fans outside the WWE universe. It's the best feeling of all time. The projection of that show was overwhelming. I legit felt like I was in a galaxy far, far away, and I felt like I was on a different planet. It was something I will always take with me, and I took so much of what I learned from acting with them and being on so many great stars, being with so many great stars to WWE, and it really helped my confidence as well when I came back from doing The Mandalorian 2 years ago. It was such a learning curve and something I wasn't expecting, but now I'm in this whole new Hollywood world and it's going amazingly. I'm so excited for the fans and I can't wait for my fans to see what's next. So I'm guessing because of The Mandalorian, she's getting cast and stuff now, which is cool. That she won't be in season 3, which is okay.
Do you think she'll be in the Book of Boba Fett?
I don't know. That would be cool, but I don't know.
I feel like they could if they wanted. I kind of want to see more of Boba and Bo-Katan regardless, but you could do that in Mandalorian.
Well, do you think we'll get Bo-Katan in Book of Boba?
I think Bo-Katan's here to stay. I think Bo-Katan's going to be part of Din's clan. I think essentially she's going to be like ridden from him having the Darksaber. She's going to be like an enemy for a little while. And it's like they'll be opposing. And then I think eventually she'll like submit and decide to join his clan because he's technically the king of Mandalore now. And he's going to have this big, it's going to be like him. I bet you they'll bring back Cobb Vanth. If Boba Fett's not dead, Bubba will be in it. Fennec, he's just gonna have like this whole thing, and then I think it'll set up like a war for Mandalore. It's gonna be this whole I'm expecting almost like a big Avengers Endgame kind of thing with it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know though, because with a title like The Book of Boba Fett, it leads me to also believe that possibly we're getting kind of these chapters of his life told in like the episodes. So yeah, maybe it's not just like one narrative story going forward into like the whole season.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be jumping back a lot in this series. I think we're going to be jumping back to Empire days. I think we're going to be jumping back to
Book of Boba
Return
Fett,
of the Jedi days. Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about like Mando season 3.
I thought you were still on Book of Boba Fett.
I think that's where like Bo-Katan and all that's going to kind of be a major play. But I guess what I'm more saying is that if they do show stuff in like the modern point with Book of Boba Fett, I'd be interested to see some more Bo-Katan, like all of that content. But no, I completely agree with Boba Fett is that it'll be more different points of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are there any characters you foresee returning in Mando season 3 that we haven't heard about?
I think Bo-Katan is probably the top of my list. I'm not gonna say Ahsoka. I don't think Ahsoka will come back until like season 4.
Or there's no reason why she even needs to come back in the Mandalorian right now.
Yeah, if they do, it's gonna be for something else that... Because I think... with whatever they do in season 3, it's almost going to feel like a filler episode, like a filler season, but it's all going to be, I think, more kind of about Din's final arc. And then we'll kind of be in the prequel or the sequel era. You know, I bet you by that point, they maybe do a little time
like
jump
the rise
something.
Of the First Order.
First Order is a little more prevalent.
The Resistance is coming up.
You could start doing stuff with the Jedi Order and what happens with Grogu and where is that going to go? And
it would be cool if they could even, this probably won't happen, but if they could even push past the sequel trilogy a little bit and see what happens like post First Order and all that kind of stuff.
That would be cool.
But who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Still got about a year until we see anything for Mandalorian 3. I think they're shooting right now still.
Yes. Yeah, I think they just started filming.
Yeah. So I'm sure they will be shooting until the spring.
Yeah, I'm sure. I agree.
Well, cool. That is all we had for this week. I know, very sad. It's a very short episode. I'm sure you clicked on this episode and saw that it was only like 20 minutes, and you're like, "What the heck, guys? What am I paying you for? Well, here's the thing, bub. You're not paying us. But if you would like to find
us... listen to us, and that gets us some money in shape or form. But, like, you know, you guys, we love you guys anyway.
That's true. We appreciate the fraction of a cent you're paying us right now to record this podcast. And your love and your support. But, as always... If you'd like to find us on the social medias, you can always find us on Instagram at Through Imperialized Pod, Twitter at Imperialized Pod, and YouTube Through Imperialized Podcast. Jackson, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at QuaxonScaling. That's QuaxonScaling, and then scaling like the triangle. And then you can follow my photography Instagram, which is at Daleen_photography. It's DALEEN_photography. Braden, what about you? What are yours?
You're such a good speller. You're really good at spelling.
I stutter a lot.
Spelling Bee Champion 2021.
I was also an acting major, so like reading words for like a good minute and like processing them out was part of, I guess, my training. But like,
well, anyway, as always, you can find me on the Instagrams at Braden Ledbetter. I'm on Twitter. I think you can find me at Braidathalon. And if you want to see what I'm doing in the video world, check out my work on Vet19's YouTube channel. And, of course, if you'd like to see what I'm watching, see what I'm reviewing, I just went and saw Halloween Kills last week.
How was that?
I had some feelings about that. Maybe I'll talk about it another time. But if you want to check out my review of that and all that kind of fun stuff on Letterboxd, it's at BLedbetter. Check me out there. And as always, do not be shy. Leave that rating and review on our Apple Podcast. And if you don't have Apple Podcasts, then go cry.
What are you doing?
Check out our Spotify. Subscribe there. Overcast, Google Podcasts. I don't know what's going on with the kids and whippersnappers these days. The Ting Tonks. I don't know. And then, as always, you can check us out next week for more Star Wars news. Until then, may the Force be with you.